Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shaar HaBitachon, and lately in the sixth parak of Shaar HaBitachon, the author of the Chovos HaLevavos has been taking us on a wonderful trip into understanding why it is that when we deal with Hashem, we're not dealing with a different type of business deal. This is not Trump. This is not the art of the deal to try to figure out how you're going to get God to move first in the deal. And so far he said he's going to offer us seven perspectives as to how dealing with Hashem is different than dealing with a regular human being in a deal. And you don't make a deal with God insofar as saying, Hashem, you give me first, and then I'll go ahead and I'll respond in accord. The sixth reason that he brings up today is you have to understand when you give a mashkon to a person, when I take a collateral from a person, if you trust the person, you don't need the collateral. A business that has a lot to collect from doesn't need to offer collateral on an expansion loan. It's understood that there are assets already there. And so why would you make a deal like that where you say, look, I'll take this collateral and God, and then you'll come through. When it comes to God, he owes everything. So why is it that you would make that sort of collateral? So making a deal with God and saying, look, Hashem, if you do your end of the bargain, so that I'll go ahead and I'll believe in you. That doesn't make sense, because Hashem doesn't need us to do our end of the bargain. You woke up in the morning and you had the chachma to be able to make that deal with Hashem. By definition, that's the way it goes. This is one of those great reasons why Rabbi Bleich always told us, you can't go ahead and tell God that you're going to make a mishaberach for a chola or for somebody who got an aliyah to have hatzlacha ba'avur because you are davening or because you're doing the mitzvos. That's your obligation. That's the way it is. He's Hashem, he spoke. You have an obligation to follow through. So Rabbi said there's an exception for the mitzvah of tzedakah, which happens to be the center of the Daf Yomi today. Because of tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu extends beyond. There's a limit to what the minimum requirement of tzedakah is, and when you go beyond, so we have a right to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please take me beyond. That's not a lack of bitachon. That is following that which is the prescription of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here also, sometimes we think to ourselves, hey God, I'll do this, but I'll only do this if you do that. No. You're going to do this because God said to do this. If God told, I'll keep Shabbos if you show me a sign. It's a nice story. These make some great stories about the guy who said to God, listen, if you show me a sign that Shabbos is Shabbos, I'll keep Shabbos. And of course his parents were watching Letterman, and Letterman happened to bring up Shabbos as a concept, right? And the kid said, oh my God, I see that Letterman's on TV, now I know to keep Shabbos. That's a nice story, but that's not the reason why you keep Shabbos. The real reason we keep Shabbos is because you have responsibility to keep Shabbos. That's our responsibility. We need to keep Shabbos. The reason we show up to Shul to Daven is not because there's going to be a Kiddush. The reason why we show up to Shul to Daven is because the Kerev Elokim Yishpot. The reason why we don't steal is not because you don't want it done to you. The reason why we don't steal is because the Torah says, Lo Sidnovo, that you're not supposed to steal. And the fact that God said so, that's reason enough. Yes, there's schar that comes along for keeping the mitzvos, but that schar is not in olam hazeh. The elu devarim, akaren kayem es olam haba. All mitzvos, the karen kayem es olam haba. Some of them have peros in olam hazeh. But that's really the main issue. And we don't get a right to go ahead and challenge God, because God gave you everything to begin with. And that's the sixth reason why things are different. The seventh, by the way, is you have to understand, you can't, when you extend a loan to a friend, you give him something first and take a collateral. That implies that you gave him something first. When it comes to us, we didn't give anything to God first. We didn't give him anything first. So why are we taking a mashkon? What right do we have to go ahead and turn to God and say, we're going to take a collateral, you do your end, then I'll believe in you. What'd you give that you have a right to exact? So don't think you're going to go ahead and step forward, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, and make these pacts with God like God is equal with you. So you'll say to me, yeah, but doesn't God want our tefillos? Doesn't he want our tefillos? The answer is, we don't daven to Hashem because he offers because of the tefillos, because God wants our tefillos. God's not interested. God didn't want our karbanos, as he says in Yeshayahu, Lama li rogues of Chechem Yomar Hashem. God doesn't need to smell the barbecue, nor does he consume the barbecue. What he wants is the leif, but the leif is not yours to give him. The leiv is his. We say this every day in our davening. Rav Matisyahu Salomon comments and says, we say, Aleinu l'shabeach, we have a responsibility to give the praise to you, right? We bow in front of you. We have a responsibility to give the shabach. Why? Because you gave us the opportunity to give you the shabach. We say, Al shanachnu modim lachem, modim derabanan. We realize tefillah is something that is an opportunity. You don't want to daven? God says, listen, you have an obligation to daven. Not because I need to hear your tefillos, but because I'm giving you the opportunity to go ahead and converse with me. You want to throw that opportunity away? I will continue to be the Ribono Shel Olam. I'll continue to be functional. The question is whether you will be. And so therefore, by definition, that too is a chesed, not something we hold back upon. When we dive into Hashem, we really have to really work into our head. We have a chesed that we get to communicate. We have a chesed in knowing the door is open. That's not a place of strength. Hashem, I'm angry at you, I won't dive into you. The opportunity is the opposite. Like great Elie Wiesel, I had the chutzpah once to ask him, Elie, is it true what you write in your books, that there was a time period that you didn't believe in God? And he told me, very straight, he wanted to not believe in God. There was a period in time after the Shoah that he wanted there not to be a God. But then it dawned on him rather quickly, if there was no God, then who could he be angry with? Where could he express his frustration, his hurt, his pain? In our lives, we're so blessed that we have a place of communication. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us even that as a gift. So as we go through our day, take the opportunity to recognize the gift of communication with Hashem. Use it to drive your bitachon forward. Realize that even that is Hashem's chesed. Open your mouth. Hashem tzvasai tiftach ufi yagiti lasecha. Have a wonderful, terrific day. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we begin the last of the prakim of Shar HaBitachon. And since Elul is around the corner, we will be beginning a new series pretty soon that will focus upon the psukim of Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros. It's a 30-day project for us to be able to prepare ourselves for the great day of Rosh Hashanah, Baalein, Baal Kol Yisrael, Latova. Everyone have a great day.